Broadcasting live from the Regis Business Center and office suites at Satellite Place in Duluth, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio. Gwinnett Business Radio spotlights and highlights companies in Gwinnett County and the people who lead them.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to Gwinnett Business Radio. I'm your host, Mike Salmon, alongside Stephen Julian, as always. Good morning, Stephen.
Morning, Mike. How are we doing today?
I'm doing great. I know you had another good night last night because...
You did, too.
Well, we did because...
Red Sox won.
That's right. One game away.
And there were no obstruction calls.
Absolutely. So a great night. We've got three wonderful guests in the studio today joining us from Suwanee Dental Care and Solstice Dental Advisors. It's Dr. Bill Williams. Also in the studio with Atlanta Business Networking, we have Rich Casanova. And from Buffalo's Cafe in Suwanee, it's the general manager, Ty White. And we're going to start with Dr. Bill Williams with Suwanee Dental Care and Solstice Dental Advisors. Good morning, Dr. Williams.
Hey, Mike. Good to be here again.
Good to have you here. Tell us all about Suwanee Dental Care, first of all. You're involved in a lot. You've got your hand in a lot of cookie jars, but we'll start with Suwanee Dental Care. Tell us about your location and what separates Suwanee Dental Care from a lot of other dentists in town.
Well, you know, we've been here in Suwanee since 1997. We founded the practice, and it's been growing and growing and growing ever since. Suwanee's a great place to live, work, and play. I'm glad I'm here. We have four dentists. We have 22 staff members, and we provide everything under one roof, which is our moniker. Out on our new sign, we built a new sign out on Suwanee Dam Road just this other month, and it's amazing how many people actually see us now for the first time.
That's wonderful, and it's been a very successful practice. The years you've been there, what has it been that has spurted that growth there at Suwanee Dental Care?
I'll have to tell you, it really started when I read the book from J. Conrad Levinson called Guerrilla Marketing, and we employed a whole bunch of ideas about how to get out into the public based on what Jay taught me. And so I got very interested in marketing, and I learned a lot. I even went down to Florida and spent some time with Jay and became a certified guerrilla marketer, one of the only dentists in the world who's got that title. And what I learned to do was to meet people where they are, you know, go to them rather than wait for them to come to us.
And, Doctor, you're more than just a dentist, too, because you've taken just that part of what you've learned, and now you go out and you advise and you train other dentists how to market. Talk about that side of the business.
Well, part of what I love to do is teach. You know, I've always taught dentists technical things ever since the 1980s when I had a TMJ and a reconstruction training class. But I started getting interested in management and marketing, and so I started telling other dentists in the early 2000s how I did what we did in Suwanee back when we were growing. And we started something called web-centric marketing, which was a technique of bringing every piece of our marketing back to the website so that we got the full story to people, not just part of the story, which you can only do on a sign, a billboard, or a brochure. Basically train other dentists to do what I did.
And recently you were in Las Vegas. How did that go? You were teaching dentists out there.
We had a fantastic time at the American Academy of Oral Systemic Health, which is a national organization for dentists and physicians. And I was teaching them what I wrote in my book, Marketing the Million Dollar Practice, which is kind of a title that gets dentists to kind of understand that we're growing, we're not small. Most dentists kind of peak out at around $800,000, $1 million. And so we showed them how we were able to go beyond the norm with our marketing and our management techniques.
Dr. Williams, if I was a dentist and I was looking to get some advice, where would you normally start with someone? Is there a particular topic you'd start with, or is there a conversation you'd want to have? Where would you start with someone?
Oh, always the conversation is the survey. You know, what is it that bothers you about your success? And are you really where you want to be? So we go in there and we ask questions. And really it's based on the answers they give us. Do they want more new patients? Do they want to be more effective in the treatment of the people they're getting because they're getting enough patients but they're just not having people to accept their treatment? You know, our goal is really to get people to have ultimate fine dentistry, to have longevity, health, wellness. And if the dentists aren't able to get that across to people, that means they're not good in sales because they all have the skills. You know, every dentist has the skills, but they don't always have the business acumen to deliver. That's what we teach is delivery skills.
We're talking with Dr. Bill Williams with Suwanee Dental Care and also with Solstice Dental Advisors. And you've had this rapid growth with your practice. You've been very successful. You've gone around the country speaking to other dentists to teach them the marketing and how to grow their business. But you didn't stop there. You also decided to write the book that you have right in front of you. And you've already mentioned it a couple times. But why go to the next level? Why write the book?
Well, sometimes people are not going to invest to come to your course. They're not going to take your webinar series, but they will buy a book. And so what we found out was that we could get into people's hands the basic thing that got me started, which was a book. And if I can write a book that tells my story, because I didn't have a great start. You know, we kind of went up and down and up and down before we actually found out the secret. And so in my book, I write 27 steps to follow. And so it's a cookie cutter step-by-step method, and people want that.
Well, you know, they say a lot of people, you learn more from your failures than you do from your success. But at heart, you're a dentist. Before we talk more about your dentist practice and maybe the trends in dentistry, why did you get into this field? What led you to dentistry?
I was sitting at a Dunkin' Donuts with my father when I was in the 11th grade, and we were talking about what should I do, what did I want to do, and it was medicine, it was dentistry. I'd already kind of checked off the list not to be an architect or a scientist. So it was something in medicine. And then we started looking at lifestyle, and we started looking at going to the office at 8 o'clock versus going to the operating room at 6 o'clock. We started looking at weekend phone calls, and I go, Dad, I think it sounds good to be a dentist, and it surely has been a good decision. I do have a lot more control over my life than most of the physicians these days that I know.
First of all, I love the irony of true stories that he's sitting in a Dunkin' Donuts and had that conversation.
And had to have been up north because they weren't down here in the south, right? So it was up north somewhere.
I was in Memphis, Tennessee.
There you go.
There you go. Went to high school in Memphis, Tennessee.
And so there's time to make the donuts and time to do dentistry. So let's transition over to your dental practice. You said something in the advisory part where you said, you know, everyone needs to have good dentistry. Where does that start for the typical person? How do you try to meet them where they're at? And how do you counsel someone to kind of take your counsel when it comes to their teeth?
Well, the whole secret to our practice is what we call the new patient experience. It's where people come in and we meet them in the consultation, not in the treatment room. And we're basically listening. And if we can get in touch with what they feel and what they want before we actually tell them what they need, that makes a lot more sense. And a lot of dentists kind of think about the ideal, you need this, you need that, and I'm the one that knows. But really what we found was that patients know what they need, and they can assimilate the information we give them and integrate it into what their wishes are. Once we get them comfortable with the fact that we are the experts, we know what we're talking about, and we lead them to get to the best they can have. Really, it's kind of like the old Army thing, you know, try to be the best you can be. In dentistry, we want to lead people to healthy longevity. You don't want something's going to break down. You don't want something's not too good looking. We want beautiful teeth, strong teeth. So we just lead people to where that's possible. As long as they can see the future, they'll achieve it.
I think it's interesting that you're having a conversation with them and listening to what they want. Or, like you said, they know what they need. It's your job to fill in the jargon. It's your job to say, here's how we're technically going to do that. Talk a little bit more about, I guess, you said the new patient experience, you meet them out in the front area. Is that something you try and do every time they come in?
Every time. Yeah, I'm a real firm believer in trying to complete a rapport building, trust building event before I start working on somebody. I don't believe people will give you the trust if you don't have rapport. And so we really put a lot of emphasis on understanding where they're coming from. There are really only three things that keep people from getting fine dentistry, solid, strong dentistry, and that's time, money, or fear. So we deal with all three of those up front, and if they can't afford to do the best, that's okay. We lead them to a staged planned treatment over 5 years. We know that anybody can afford good dentistry over time, and so we don't make people feel bad about not being able to do it all at once. If you're talking about fear, well, we have sedation dentistry, and they can chill with the pill, sleep through their treatment. It's easy. And I can see you'd like to chill with a pill.
I was going
to
say, is that on the side of the building? Is that on your billboard? Come chill with the pill.
Yeah.
That's, probably not, but it's a good part of the process. I like that.
It's wonderful.
For our listeners that are ever out in the Suwannee area, you've got to stop by Suwannee Dental Care out there on Suwannee Dam Road. It's very unique. It's very different from walking in any other dentist's office, and I've been there several times. And talk about the uniqueness of not only your facility there, Dr. Williams, but you have this one room that's like a relaxation room, if you will. So talk about that as well.
Well, we expanded our facility, and it's 9,000 square feet of patient service. And some of the rooms we had were kind of luxury extra space, so we created one that's called the resting room, where you go in and you can get a massage chair and jump in it and massage. You can go in and Wi-Fi on your laptop for hours, you know, and it's got aromatherapy, and it's just a quiet place with a fireplace, and you can relax.
So this is probably the one place where people go to the dentist maybe an hour or two early, as opposed to how it normally is.
And we tell them to come early or stay late.
There you go. Talk about the latest trends in dentistry right now that people would like to know about.
I think there's really two things that really are going on big, and one of them is implantology. We've done so much more work in implantology in the last 5 years. People are really understanding and recognizing the benefit of dental implants, and so we hold public seminars even on implants so that people can be up to date on them. And the other one is the oral systemic connection, which is the connection between the oral inflammation and infection with all the diseases of the body that people never associated with dentistry before, such as heart disease, arteriosclerosis, strokes, Alzheimer's disease. They've actually found a bacteria that comes from the mouth and the brains of Alzheimer's patients. And if you can eliminate those bacteria, of course, you're going to eliminate a lot of the Alzheimer's. Diabetes is worse if you have oral infection. So there's a whole list of diseases. You can reduce heart attack and stroke by 50% if you can cut your mouth infection down.
We're talking with Dr. Bill Williams with Suwannee Dental Care and Solstice Dental Advisors. And I understand recently you had some guests or patients from Bermuda, Australia, and England, among other places, coming to your practice. Why are you that good? They're coming from all over the world?
The room with the massage chair is that good, apparently. Sorry, go ahead, Dr. Williams.
They have heard about us in a lot of places. You know, we started out as web-centric as our philosophy of putting everything up we do on the web. And so you'll find things on my website you won't find on anybody else's website. And the magic thing is that's a magnet. It's not just a magnet for patients in Suwannee and Atlanta and North Georgia, which they come from all over, Hiawassee and, you know, Canton and down as far as Warner Robins, but they come from Bermuda. I have regular patients from Bermuda for some reason. They found us on the internet.
Okay.
I have two or three from London, England.
Well, they don't have good dentists in that country at all, so.
It's true.
That I understand.
One of the things happens is that they came because they couldn't find the dentistry like what they can find here in America.
Absolutely.
And I have two or three from Australia now.
See, I know that, Stephen, because, you know, my Olympic work, I've met all the, you know, all my coworkers were English, and they asked about, you know, my teeth, and I said, well, you know, we have the best dentists and so forth. Anyway, I'm going off on a tangent now. Your business, Dr. Williams, has been so successful the past several years, past 15 years and so forth. Where do you see yourself going from here? Where do you see the practice going 5 years from now, 10 years from now? What are your goals and aspirations?
Well, we've laid a great foundation, and I brought in more dentists that work with me, so I'm going to stay there for a lot more years, but I'm bringing up the new guys to do what I do. That's the key, is for perpetuity. Is that the word? Perpetual?
Yeah, forever and ever.
Perpetuity.
Perpetuity, there you go.
See, the Georgia Tech guy knows.
Sorry. My mom was a grammar teacher. She would be very proud of me.
When you want somebody to follow in your footsteps, you basically bring them in and train them up. And so we're doing that. I'm working more in the spiritual realm than I ever used to. That's been an area that I've enjoyed in the last 10 years, getting closer to know what my walk is with the Lord. And I've actually became an ordained minister.
I told you, he does everything.
Wow.
And you and your wife just recently started a new church in Suwannee. Before we let you go, tell us a little bit about that.
Well, Glory City Church is on West Price Road behind North Gwinnett High School, and we meet on Friday and Sunday nights. It's a fun time, and I look forward to going there and just a lot of worship, a lot of good music and prayer time. We just enjoy having a family. We have a little family of about 50 people right now. We're growing, and it's a very enjoyable time to be with friends.
You know, Mike, one of the cool things about our show is we get to meet so many passionate people and people who do their work very well. What I love about Dr. Williams is the balance of his mental activity, his physical, his care for the physical of someone, and also now we've touched on the spiritual. So a very well-rounded person with a decent sense of humor, too.
Thank you, but you didn't catch the fourth part.
Oh, sorry. What was that?
I just lost 25 pounds since you last saw me.
Fantastic.
So I'm working on the physical, too.
Absolutely.
And the financial. Got to add a fifth part.
Right. And physical. So physical, besides the mouth, there's other parts of the physical you're dealing with that, too. I love it.
Dr. Williams, for those that want to reach out and find out more about your the dental care, or find out maybe about your advising, send us to some places where we can find out more information.
Well, WebCentric. Means I want you to go there. So WebCentric, Suwannee Dental Care is SuwanneeDental.com. Very simple. There's other Suwannee dentists, but there's only one SuwanneeDental.com.
Okay. And so SuwanneeDental.com for more that want to know more information. And again, Suwannee Dental Care located at 4355 Suwannee Dam Road in Suwannee. Dr. Williams, good to see you. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you, Mike. Enjoy being here on Radio X in Gwinnett.
Absolutely. Joining us now on the program from Atlantic Business Networking, it's Rich Casanova. Rich, good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Rich, tell us all about Atlanta Business Networking. What does your company do?
Basically, it's if you're live in Atlanta and you're in business and you like networking, that pretty much covers it. It's basically a resource as a way of just giving. I found to give back to business people that I meet while networking for them to basically promote their business, products, and services at events.
All right. Talk about your background, where you came from, and why you decided to launch this business.
Okay. As beginning with a small child when I was born.
No, all right, Rich. That's the end of your interview.
When I was 3 years old, right. I knew I wanted to Atlanta Business
ABN,
Network.
Yeah. No, I was born in Miami, raised in Central Florida, Leesburg, small town near Orlando, high school in Virginia Beach, and then back to Florida at Florida State for about a year and a half, and then transferred to the other FSU out in California, which is
Fresno State University.
Yes.
Well done, Mike.
I have the ball cap that has FSU Bulldogs on there, which really confuses people.
Especially around here.
Yeah, yeah. And then wanted to return back to the East Coast, and so have some family here in Atlanta, and ended up here in Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay, so you launched Atlanta Business Networking. Your reason behind doing that?
Yeah, a little background as far as business. Prior to that, I had was in radio out in California, had an entertainment company, and then bought a franchise, Coffee News, which is a publication around the country and pretty well known, and it was a great success. And began networking for advertising for that publication through B&I and some leads groups and chambers of commerce and what have you. And I found myself it was a very effective way because I'm kind of a face-to-face kind of guy. I like to meet people, or that blend of internet marketing, you know, online, but also face-to-face, whatever, right? And so these meetings just generated, I got, you know, the referral bug, if you will, on that idea of connecting with people, resonating with how I can help them. And so, then Atlanta Business Networking developed as a kind of result of going to all these networking events, but not having a resource. You know, I knew of one here and one there and one over there and hear about another one, but there was not a collective resource for business people to find all of these events. So
because if you're a business person and you want to network, you'd go to, say, the Gwinnett Chambers
right.
site, or you'd go to this business organization site.
Right.
You're bringing them all together one place. If you want to network, you can go to this one place and find out about these networking events with all organizations throughout the city.
Absolutely. All throughout Atlanta, from Alpharetta to Peachtree, to North Cobb, you know, basically. And, yeah, you're right. There's a lot of great organizations between chambers of commerce and leads groups, B&I, just local business associations. But there's a lot of independent groups or one-time events. I mean, there's some amazing events. The Global Connect, they brought 30-some-odd international chambers of commerce all to one event. And you don't really – how do you find these, right? And so it's basically a free service, a free resource, and –
So apart from listing, which is, by the way, that's huge because
right, yeah.
The time it would take to go to all the websites
right.
and keep track of all that, it'd take half your day.
Right.
So having one resource place is a great start. So let me ask the This is the hard-hitting question.
All right.
Apart from listing, what other ways do you give back to businesses? What other resources can you offer them apart from the listing of the networking?
Well, there is advertising on the site, obviously, how we generate revenue from the site. So if you have a business, product, or service, and you want to be featured on there, absolutely you can do that. If you have a free event, we'll post your event for free. If it's a paid event, we kind of negotiate some pricing or even trade options based on that.
Let me also ask, obviously, you not only list the networking events, I'm assuming you still go to the networking events, you still kind of check it out. So let me ask you, as someone who's done a lot of networking, if I'm a business owner, what should I be looking for in a good networking event, and what should I be looking to do to make that networking event profitable for me?
Great question. We're actually looking at organizing a panel just on this topic, because networking is the holy grail for a lot of businesses. But how do you crack that code? Because there are some do's and don'ts, or some ways to monetize and better capitalize on those opportunities. And actually, I was just reading an article about this from Brian Tracy this morning. And he's a lot of the premise is a lot of people say one of the first questions that they'll ask is, how many people are going to be at this event? Right? And they think about bigger is better, which is great. I mean, it's awesome to be at a huge event. There was an event here in Atlanta just a few, beginning of October, right? That was the Get Inspired Atlanta. They had Rudy Giuliani, Matt Ryan. There was just tons of Tom Hopkins, Les Brown. It was 3,500, 4,000 people at this event. So it was a great event. But what Brian was talking about is that you can go to an event of 10 or 12 people and make some very significant connections and contacts. But what's more important is, to your point, is not the number of people, but is identifying in advance, before you even consider an event, who is your audience, but also who are you looking to connect with, right? And so you kind of want those quality connections, which you can find at large events. But the main thing is you need to know in advance who your prospects are and who you're seeking out, and then figure out if that event is a good match.
We're talking with Rich Casanova with Atlanta Business Networking. You mentioned the audience. What is your audience like? Describe your audience, and how has it been received in the business community, your new networking company?
It's really taken off. I mean, I go to a lot of events. And to your question a minute ago, do I go to these events? Well, there's over 100 events on the site every month. So, no, I don't go to them all. But I do try to scout them out and find some new interesting ones. But it's that balance of going to ones on a regular basis, so that there's a premise here called VCP, if you're taking notes. It's called visibility. So you have to be visible at these events. But visibility will lead to credibility. So once they see you on a regular basis, they get, well, I've gotten to meet this doctor, and I got, you know, I seems like a good guy. I've met him a few times. And that develops into profitability. So you need that balance of going to some of your preferred events that kind of fit. Go to those on a regular basis, but also identify some new ones.
So VCP.
VCP.
See?
I took notes, Mike.
We've learned something already today. Atlanta Business Networking, fairly new, Rich?
Yeah. As a site, I mean, I've been networking for years, and but this site has been around just about a year.
So where do you see it going? What are your grand plans for the site?
Good question. I have no idea.
At least you're honest.
I love honesty.
Well, we're going to take it international. Yeah, yeah. But
so I wanted to ask a question.
You've never had somebody answer that way, right?
He may have a real answer.
Yeah, or did you want to add,
for legal reasons? I can't disclose this at this point. Yeah, until you sign a non-compete clause. Yeah.
I love it. That is fantastic. I was going to ask, what else besides AtlantaBusinessNetworking.com are you working on? That might be a better way to ask the question.
Is this something you can just start in other cities, obviously?
Sure.
We may have just given away your whole checks plan.
Yeah. I'll give you my P.O. box, and you send a check for $1.50, you're in. Yeah. But, yeah, no, that's to be serious, Atlanta's not unique. I mean, if you're familiar with BNI, the largest referral, they have millions of members around the world, and there's other organizations like that just from local chambers of commerce. But that organization has taken it international to countries in 30-some-odd countries around the world. So every city, I think, has a need for it, but it's a lot of work, and it would be hard to systemize from one location. It would have to be localized, so...
To put together a website that has all these networking events, so there's one place that the business people can go, the listeners of our shows, the business leaders can go to see these. Was there an aha moment, a day that something happened and it just clicked and said, that's what I need to do, that's the direction I need to go in?
Yeah, it was. I don't know if there was a singular moment, but it was over time that the seeing the value of these events and the connections and the business that follows. I mean, our philosophy is networking, build relationships, and business will follow. A lot of people kind of try to do it in reverse. They just go there to try to make a deal, close a deal, pass out a business card. But it's about building those relationships. So I was going to a lot of these events, and then a little bit out of a selfish reason, I thought, you know, I've got to organize my calendar. Why not share my calendar with other people? And I originally began doing that just with the Google Calendar, but that became quite cumbersome to do. And a lot of people, I would see these people at events, and the typical question is, hey, when's the next event? What event are you going to? So I thought, why not put it all under one roof?
I think also it's very important to note here that other people that have tried this, there's usually their own event behind or as the main thing. So there's only so much vested interest they would have into promoting other people's events. I'm not saying they wouldn't, but if a chamber of commerce is going to try and do this, they're going to focus more on the chamber.
Absolutely.
So you are, hey, I'm the interested third party, so therefore I don't have a say in promoting one over the other. I'm just trying to network and why don't you join me?
Excellent. Can I hire you as my PR guy?
Sure, absolutely. Mike'll tell you, I'm real cheap.
Right. He's going to be on that panel that you talked about earlier.
Oh, nice.
By
absolutely,
the way.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So you're looking at right now about 100 events per month, and this could just grow forever, I mean, as far as the size.
Yeah, absolutely.
As long as business goes on, there will always be networking.
There you
correct?
Go. So absolutely, yeah.
Necessary.
For businesses that are listening, the business leaders right now, and they'd like to be able to get their events on your calendar, they want to find out more, maybe even be a sponsor or advertiser on your site, where would you direct them to go?
It's basically just the website. It's AtlantaBusinessNetworking.com. The challenge is if you have to kind of put that in your browser with the W's and the .com, because if you just put it in your Google search, you're going to end up with 1.8 million subjects under those three titles, Atlanta Business Networking. So if you put in those three, go to the .com, you'll find it. Otherwise, if it's easier, you can. I have my personal website, which is richcasanova.com, and that's a little easier. If you just Google Rich Casanova.
1.3 million, don't pop up?
1.2, but thanks, yeah. We're working on the point. That other point, yeah.
That's why you're going to hire me for promotions.
Yeah.
All right, Rich Casanova with Atlanta Business Networking, and it's AtlantaBusinessNetworking.com. Rich, thanks so much for your time. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, our next guest here on Gwinnett Business Radio, it's Ty White, the general manager from Buffalo's Cafe in Suwanee. Good morning, Ty.
Good morning, Mike. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Buffalo's Cafe, I'm sure most folks have heard about it, but tell us about Buffalo's Cafe. It's a great restaurant, many, many locations. What makes you guys different from all the other restaurants out there?
Well, Mike, first of all, thank you for having me on the show.
Absolutely.
The thing that sets us apart is we're actually the original Buffalo's. We've been around since 1985, started in Roswell, Georgia. We do not freeze anything. Everything is fresh. Everything is made in-house. We make all of our sauces. We have all kinds of things on our menu, fresh salads, fresh wraps, especially our world-famous wings. So I believe, you know, if you go to all these other restaurants, you get good service, but the quality of food is incomparable.
And we're talking Buffalo's Cafe. There's that other Buffalo's place out there that we won't mention, but as Ty said, Buffalo's Cafe was the original Buffalo's.
The one with the buffalo head on the sign,
right?
That's right.
How many locations do you have here in the Atlanta area, nationwide, and where are you looking to expand as well?
Well, we have about 13, I believe, in Georgia. We have a couple in Florida, and we're actually fixing to open a few overseas, one in Qatar and one in Dubai, and hopefully more from there on.
Talk about that, because you're going to be doing some traveling around the world to open some of these new restaurants. That's got to be very exciting, and I'm sure that it's going to be very well received in these areas that are not used to this type of, you know, the Western parts coming to the rest of the world.
That's right. I'll be traveling to Qatar right after Thanksgiving to do an opening. I believe we're opening one in Dubai in February. In February, that's going to be a very big opening. There's a lot going behind it. I'll tell you what, it's very exciting. I've never been to that part of the world except with the exception of Israel, but you know, I'm kind of a little nervous about it, but like you said, it's the Western flavors, Western restaurants, they're making a big impact over there.
You mentioned that the first Buffalo's was in Roswell.
Yes, sir.
So this is a local company that is now going worldwide, which is really exciting. How did you get involved with Buffalo's? To talk about your background, and you know, I kind of want to switch seats with you right now because I'd love to go travel where Ty's traveling as well. But talk about your background and what you enjoy most about what you're doing now.
Well, my trade, I'm an executive chef. I went to Le Cordon Bleu Paris, graduated with honors, graduated from Oregon University as well when I was in the Marine Corps. You know, I've been executive chef at Riverside Military in Gainesville, executive chef at a few other places, a couple golf clubs. You know, like Rich was talking about, networking is probably one of the biggest things I've had to do as a chef. Met a lot of big stars and actually got a lot of jobs because of the networking. Nothing like he's done, though.
So you went to Oregon, though?
Yes, I did.
And Rich went to Florida State. Congratulations to both of you on your football teams, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
So you're going to be opening up new restaurants overseas as well. But locally, you've got the one location here in Suwanee.
That's right.
At least the one that you spend a lot of your time at right now. What are some of the promotions, some of the things that we can expect if we were to walk through your doors right now?
Actually, and I have to say, that's one of the other things that sets us apart from all the other restaurants. We do everything we can for our customers, not just service, not just great quality food. We also do, we give back. You know, I do a lot of promotions for schools like North Gwinnett High School. You know, I cater for their football teams. I try to do spirit nights with the local schools in the area. But also every Monday, Wednesday, we have all you can eat wings, $14.99. I mean, we have some kids that come in there and eat almost 100 wings every Wednesday. I don't know how they do it, but they do it.
Don't tell the local high school football teams. You'll go out of business.
Oh yeah. Then we get a lot of them. Yeah. That's for sure. And also, you know, Tuesday nights we do BOGO, buy one, get one, boneless wings. I mean, I don't know about you, but I really like the boneless wings. And also, the biggest one is on Sundays, we do Kids Eat Free 12 and under. So, you know, that's a big thing, especially in today's economy. You know, being able to take the whole family out and, you know, have a not a big dent in your wallet. So, Kids Eat Free is such a big deal, I believe, right now. So, and we do that every Sunday.
Ty, you've talked a little bit about how your food is very fresh, never frozen. You've also talked about the promotions. Talk a little bit about the menu, especially being an executive chef. Talk about what sets your menu apart, apart from what's behind it and being the freshness of it. You've talked about wings, but what would someone not expect to see on your menu that's there? And also, what would someone really expect to see in a Western style restaurant, but that you would stand behind and say it's better than anybody else's?
Well, I'd have to say, what you expect is we have a thing called a big roundup. Big roundup's a half rack of ribs. We have three different barbecue sauces, all made in-house. Comes with shrimp, about four pieces of wings, four wings, I apologize.
Steven's already salivated over
that. Yeah, Mike, this is going to have to be a very short interview because I'm getting hungry. Go on, Todd.
He's loving this.
It's just like a medley of, you know, Southwest kind of food, you know. You know, things that you wouldn't expect is our salads. We have very good salmon salads, shrimp salads. I mean, just the flavor profiles are just really good and really fresh. I mean, and I just recently wrote a gluten-free menu, so I'm going to try to cater to, you know, some allergies for people as well.
So I'm also going to ask you to step out from behind the counter, get out from the kitchen, because one of the things that I've always remembered about Buffalo's, and it's still there, is just kind of the unique environment. It really has a Western feel. And now you're talking about going and opening stores. What are you guys looking for? What are you trying to, you know, Dr. Williams talked about the ideal client experience or ideal patient experience. Your diner experience, what are you wanting them to feel and see when they walk in Buffalo's?
I want them to feel at home. You know, I want you to come in. I want you to be able to know that you can bring your family in and have a great meal, have great service, be in and out, just have a, you know, just a well-rounded dining experience. You know, I mean, we're very clean. We're, you know, we have, I mean, sports. We do all kinds of sports. We even have a separate bar for, you know, we do NFL package. We, We try to cater to everybody, but we're mainly a family restaurant.
And each Buffalo's dining room doesn't look like every other. I mean, there's not necessarily if you walk in one, it's going to look exactly like the others.
Right.
There's some uniqueness which brings that, hey, it's like your home. Once you find your restaurant, you want it to feel like their home because it's not going to be like the one down in Macon or.
That's right. We have our own individual feel for everyone. Mine's more of the modern Western style. I mean, we have paraphernalia on the walls and, you know.
Well, that fits Suwanee. Suwanee's a newer, you know, kind of up-and-coming city.
Right. And, you know, I mean, I've worked a lot in a lot of towns and a lot of countries. And, you know, I have to say I really do like Suwanee. Suwanee's a great place. The clientele, there's some of the best clientele I've worked with in my career. And, you know, it's really been a pleasure, you know, catering to this community. So
we're talking with Ty White, the general manager of the Buffalo's Cafe, the one located in Suwanee on Peachtree Industrial Boulevard. And if you're in the area and you walk in and you say there's one, you know, you mentioned a lot of great things on the menu. As I mentioned, Steven's salivating over there. If there's one particular item, it's your first time at Buffalo's Cafe, what is that one item you say, hey, this is the one you need to order right here?
My pen is ready. Go ahead, Ty.
I, you know, there's only one
thing
I can say.
That's probably not a fair question for a chef, you know?
one of everything.
The only thing I could say is our wings. Our wings are phenomenal. I mean, we cook them the way you like them. We can even do them extra, extra crispy. That's the way I like them. I like them a little crunchy. But our wings are definitely our main staple. I mean, it's hard to beat them. It really is.
Now, we got to make some lunch plans real soon.
I don't know what you're doing.
And then we go right down the block because less than a block away is Suwanee Dental Care. And
get our teeth clean.
Get all the chicken and everything out.
And also get our breath fresh for the networking event we're going to have later with Rich. Man, we got it all figured out, Mike.
Now, Ty, before we came on the air, I told you I was going to lob you some softball questions and talk about your restaurant. But a fly on the wall told me, maybe some of your workers secretly told me, that you seem to claim that you're a real good singer. Is that true? Is this something that you've been bragging about? If so, you know, the microphone's in front of you right now. What's the story, Ty?
I do come from a musical family. My father was a musician. He was not a well-known musician by any means. But I got my name. My dad grew up with Tyler Willard. I'm not sure if you're familiar with Tyler Willard. My father, that was his best friend. He's my, I guess you'd say, godfather. So taught him how to play guitar, and, you know, I've been playing guitar, bass, trumpet, and singing for most of my life. So
wow, so you're a musician and a singer. Are there nights where, you know, Wednesday nights where you might be pulling out the guitar?
Well, I kind of put that on the back burner a few years ago, but I still pick it up every once in a while.
I'm just thinking if he's back there making food, you know, that's probably when he's crooning, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. You know, I mean, in the kitchen, you know, you got to
whistle while you work.
Exactly.
And sing while you cook.
So that's great. I think everybody thought we'd embarrass Ty by asking him that question, but he's a legitimate singer and musician.
He'd only be embarrassed if you said you'd sing a duet with him.
No.
No, you might put me to shame.
No.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Ty, before we let you go, give us your location, and if people want to know more about Buffalo's Cafe, where can we send them?
Definitely. We're located off Peachtree Industrial, 991 Peachtree Industrial Boulevard, right down the road from McGinnis Ferry. You can go on our website. It's suwanee@buffalo'scafe.com, or you can come into the restaurant and talk to me. I'll take care of you, definitely.
All right, Ty, thanks so much. Been a lot of fun.
Thank you for having me. I've had a great time.
All right, Ty White with Buffalo's Cafe here on the show. Also, a big thank you to Rich Casanova with Atlanta Business Networking and Dr. Bill Williams with Suwanee Dental Care. A quick reminder that Gwinnett Business Radio can be heard throughout the day on the Gwinnett Business Radio X station, and you can listen to any of our programs, including this one, 24/7 by logging on to gwinnettbusinessradio.businessradiox.com. For Steve and Julian.
Mike, at the next Business Radio X networking event, I want to eat Buffalo's chicken wings in perpetuity.
There you go, Steven.
We can make that happen.
I'm Mike Sappin. We'll see you next time right here on Gwinnett Business Radio.